Hello, my dear friends. After a short break, I'm back to testing smart home devices. This time, I invite you to a short test of the Blitzwolf BWIS9 flood leak sensor. Here, I'll test its sensitivity, internal design, including moisture protection, and try to connect it to my own Zigbee gateway on the Home Assistant platform. Purchase the sensor. I found the product online under Blitzwolf BWIS9 Zigbee Water Leak Sensor, Smart Flood Detector Alarm, Real-Time App Alerts Notification, IP64 Waterproof. For home, basement, kitchen, bathroom, laundry room. I paid about $25 for it, which is about $100. This is quite a lot, but products on Zigbee, as a rule, are more expensive than those on Wi-Fi. I specially chose a store where shipping is from the Czech Republic. Then the package reaches me in a few days. The seller at the outset warns that you need to have a Zigbee Blitzwolf gateway. This is not true. I intend to use this product with Home Assistant and the Zigbee environment there. Promotional graphics. On the bottom of the product, you can see 3 feet, which detect the liquid. Product parameters, model BW.IS9, size BW, 60x15mm. Communication protocol, Zigbee. Range, 100 meters, outdoors. Operating voltage, 2.1 to 3.3 volts. Battery model, CR2450. Battery life, up to 1 year. Low battery voltage alert, from 2.3 volts. Operating current in sleep mode, less than 10 UA in alarm mode, less than 8 millimeters. Detection method, the fluid must conduct electricity. Work environment, negative 10 to 50 degrees Celsius. 95% RH, Controla app, Blitzwolf, Smart Life, Tuya app. Waterproof level IP64. The contents of the set, I placed the order on 2021-11-16. The courier brought the package on the 22nd. Slightly slower than usual, but overall, there was a weekend on the way. Sent from Sulahovec. A large plastic bag, and inside a small box. Product SKU code, SKUG4519. Set contents, instructions. Pairing with Home Assistant. Pairing with Home Assistant is very simple. We need to have a server prepared, such as following my instructions. Then we remove the casing from the device. Rotary motion. Slightly twist the top of the casing. Unlock the CR2450 battery. Remove the strip, isolating it so that it does not discharge in storage, and press the button longer. Home Assistant detects the new device. Device appears in the list, here, number 7. A Home Assistant says it is model TS0207, and its manufacturer is CR Smart Home. Variables provided. As you can see, percentage of battery life is not available, but a true-false variable is available to tell if the battery is low. Interesting is the tamper variable. In theory, this is supposed to tell if someone has messed with the sensor, but I have not been able to trigger changing it to true. The HA documentation only says tamper on means tampering detected. Off means no tampering. Clear. Check if sensor detects water, tap water, distilled water. In both cases, it detects moisture, although there must be enough water to touch at least 2 sensors. As for the quality of this distilled water, what I have, I am not sure, but the ground is that the sensor works. Interior of BWIS9. Basically, we can already see the interior at the pairing. Note, the board is flooded with some kind of varnish that is intended to make it more resistant to moisture. This is visible in the photo below. Unfamiliar circuit, perhaps an amplifier associated with the water sensor. At first, I thought it was a step-up converter generating a constant 3.3 volts for the Zigbee module from a CR battery. But that would be redundant, as the battery gives about 3 volts and the Zigbee module can operate on voltages from 2.2 volts. The code on the component is 804. I couldn't find its note. The board sticks to the base, only on the 3 sensor legs, which are slipped into the plastic. Capacitor. On the bottom, we have a Zigbee module, the TYZS5 module, along with the 38 quartz resonator, 4 MHz, or EFR32MG13P732F512GM48. Rather unsurprisingly, I wonder if this layer of varnish is actually effective in protecting the plate. Summary. This sensor is realized on the basis of the Zigbee TYZS5 module, and at this point,